Demos stepped around Sin and placed his hand on the woman's head. She fell back, unconscious. He caught her against him, then gently laid her down on the sidewalk as her mother came running over to them.
Crystal?
She's fine, Demos said quietly. He looked over at Sin. He saved her. Tears of gratitude were flowing down the mother's face as she looked at Sin.
Thank you. Thank you both. I don't know what he would have done to her had you not helped us.
Demos nodded. Then he placed his hand on her head to erase her memories of them. Like her daughter, she collapsed, and Demos placed her carefully on the ground. He looked at them over his shoulder.
We have exactly 1 minute before they come to again. They'll think it was a mugger who left them and ran.
Sin eyed him suspiciously.
We're not going to finish our fight?
Demos shook his head.
Contrary to public opinion, neither the Erinyes nor the Dolophini are the lapdogs of the Greek pantheon. I don't follow orders unless I see a reason to. I was willing to kill you only because you desecrated human remains and didn't appear rational. Now, I'm willing to spare you because you chose the welfare of an innocent human over your own.
He glanced at Kat before he spoke again.
And over that of someone you care for. In my book, that makes you worth forgiving.
Sin was still stunned by his turnaround. It didn't seem logical.
So you're bowing out of this?
Demos scoffed.
Bowing out implies a chivalry I lack. Let's just say, lucky for you, I didn't find what I needed to. The Dolophini only kill for a reason, and that reason has to be justified to Themis, or we're executed.
He wiped at the blood on his neck that was left by the cord Sin had used to choke him.
Killing you isn't worth my life. But you still have an enemy who wants you dead. Watch your back.
Kat smiled at him. Thank you, demon.
Don't thank me, Katra. I didn't do a favor here. I just did my job.
He faded into the darkness. Sin gave her an arch look as the mother and daughter began stirring. Kat held her hand to her lips to silence him before she flashed them back to his casino where they'd left the Galu bodies. Damien was there with a questioning look.
You're still alive? Good. Any chance you want to help clean up the mess?
Sin gave him a wry glare.
That's why I pay you the big bucks, Damien.
Thought so, boss. Just checking.
Damien's smile faded as he turned away from them and started mumbling under his breath. Kat had a feeling it wasn't complimentary to Sin.
I can't believe Demos is off your tail. I have to say, I've found a new respect for him. I really, truly thought you were dead when he appeared.
As I recall, he was the one about to die. Maybe I scared him off.
She laughed.
There is that. Seriously, though, he doesn't scare that easily, and I wouldn't be surprised if he hadn't allowed you to pin him as a test to see what you'd do. It's not like him to give up a death hunt.
You think he was lying, then?
No, she answered honestly. He's the son of Alecto. She's the Erinyes in charge of unceasing anger, and his mother's fury, pardon the pun, runs thick in his veins. But in addition to that, the Furies are also called the Eumenides, the kind ones. They are vindictive, but fair. Like Demos said, I think you proved yourself to him.
Good, he breathed. That's one noose off my neck. How many are left?
She thought about that for a minute. Counting your brother? Couple of dozen, at least. He looked less than amused.
Thanks for the reminder.
But even though his response was sarcastic, she still had a feeling he wasn't as irritated as he pretended.
Sorry.
He rubbed at his eyes as if he were exhausted, at least for a couple of seconds. Then he suddenly paused.
Where are the demons?
I think you killed them all.
Not mine, yours. The Charontes. Where have they vanished?
Oh, that was a good question. In all the chaos, she'd forgotten them. Hopefully not eating someone.